You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Nick. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hello?
Can you hear me okay, caller?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm looking for my policy number, sir.
Are you calling from a safe location, ma'am? You're not in any danger or anything like that, correct?
No. Oh, here's my policy number is...
We'll get to that part in just a second. I just want to make sure you call from a safe location before we continue, okay?
Yeah, I am.
All right, can I go ahead and get your first and last name as well?
Ina Woods.
A good callback number in case we get disconnected, Ms. Woods?
916-841-8805.
And we would like to receive mobile text updates regarding your service. It just lets you know the provider's phone number and their ETA time through text.
Yes.
All right, now I'm ready for that policy number. And could I also get the last 6 digits of your vehicle VIN number?
The last how many digits of the VIN number?
Last 6.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 3, 1, 3, 5, 4.
And that policy number?
Is the last. The policy number is 0401081601133386.
And the vehicle that you're calling in about, Ms. Woods?
The 2014 Chevy Equinox.
And what's the color of that vehicle?
Blue.
Could you tell me just a little bit about your breakdown, what type of service you're requesting, ma'am?
I don't know if I need a jump or a tow. I don't know. This morning I started it, it wouldn't start up. I got a jump and it was fine. I drove all the way to Vallejo, and now when I'm getting ready to leave, it's doing the same thing.
It sounds like you might be having some battery issues. Here's what we can do. We can go ahead and set you up for a jump start. But of course, you know, it might not last. So your safest option might be just to get a tow. Do you know if there are any repair shops that you might want to call around and see if you can get it towed there, maybe?
No, I'll get it towed home.
Okay. Let me go ahead and get you taken care of with that. Okay, ma'am, and I take it your vehicle still does shift gears and things like that?
You said, does it what, sir?
Does your vehicle still shift gears, like out of park and into neutral?
Yes, it does.
And do you know if your vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or a standard two-wheel?
No, it's not a four-wheel.
Gotcha. When we do secure a provider for you, ma'am, will you be there in attendance with the vehicle with your keys in your possession?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And I take it there is going to be one passenger, just you. Is that right?
No, I have 2 passengers with me, sir.
Is that just you and a friend of yours, or?
My daughter and my grandchild.
Okay. I can tell you this, Ms. Woods. Our providers are only capable of accommodating a max of 2 passengers. And you have one other passenger and a child with you, so they won't be able to accommodate that. So do you guys think that you might be able to get your own transportation, maybe?
Yeah, I'll have to have my daughter come get them.
Okay. So would that be just you if somebody's coming to get them, or?
Yes, it will.
All right, Ms. Woods, now just to get you mapped and located, do you have a physical address of where you're located?
Yes. Just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
525 Oregon Street.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon Street.
Vallejo, California.
Vallejo, California. 94590.
94590. Thank you, ma'am. And are you guys located at a school, is that right?
Excuse me?
Are you guys located at a school or almost like a school building?
Yeah, it's a medical facility, yeah, right here in front of it.
Okay. And are you getting your vehicle taken back to your home address on your policy at 6412 Benning Street?
Yes.
All right, I do have you all mapped and located now, Ms. Woods, so I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a provider. I'm going to see if we can go ahead and get you taken care of, okay?
Okay.
All right, when I do have them secured for you, ma'am, you'll receive a text message with their phone number and their ETA time. Now, I'm going to try to get you in around the 45 to 60 minute ETA time, but I just want to make you aware, it does look like from Vallejo where you are now going back to Orangeville, it's going to be about 78 miles. So I'm going to try my best to get you guys in that window, but it will more than likely be at least 2 hours before I could have somebody headed to you, okay? I just wanted to point that out and make you aware of that, okay?
Okay.
All right, but I am going to go ahead and start working on this now, and I will be in touch with you with updates, okay?
Okay.
All right, did you have any questions or comments for me, Ms. Woods?
No, that's it.
Okay, I'm going to talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.